This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we focus on the Galway Downs winners, the CCI three-star winner Barbara Crabo, and the Young Event Horse champions. Our first guest is Amber Levine, who is the owner and rider of the four-year-old Young Event Horse champion, the grey gelding Otterpop. Congratulations, Amber. You must be thrilled with your young horse.
I am. We are so proud of him, and he is such a fun horse and hopefully has a bright future ahead of him.
Well, let's start by telling his story then, Amber. How did he get his name?
His jockey club name is actually Ought to Win, and they called him Otter. And Andrea Pfeiffer, who I work for here at Chocolate Horse Farm, she just couldn't quite come to terms with calling him Ought to Win. All the girls around the barn started calling him Otter Pop, and it just kind of stuck. And everybody loves the Otter Pop popsicles. so we actually just started calling him Otter Pop, and I think every client in the barn has brought a box of Otter Pops to our freezer.
Right. Okay. That's the name association. All right. Well, where did you first meet him then? How did you come about this partnership?
We have Shirley Aronson, Shirley and Dan Aronson. They do a lot of off-the-track thoroughbreds. Shirley works with a couple of different organizations on giving racehorses kind of a life after racing, or if they're not going to make it as a racehorse. And she's here in Petaluma and brings quite a few horses up here to Andrea and myself. So it was one that she had found off the track and she brought here for me to ride, and I rode him and then wouldn't let him leave.
So what was it about him then that you fell in love with?
He's so game. I mean, he's beautiful to look at. He's put together really well and just has a natural presence about him. Super uphill, you know, very leggy, and he's brave. You know, if you tell him something's okay, then he believes you and off he goes. He's a great mover. You know, he's got something about him that we couldn't let him go.
Well, I know that you've had him in competition already, haven't you? Let's talk about what you've done so far with him.
We actually bought him a couple of months ago, and we've just kind of kept it low-key, kept him at home. I'd ride him for a few weeks and then stick him out in one of our fields whenever we went to shows. And then we took him to the October Woodside, and he went novice there and was super. And then we had for the Fresno County Horse Park, and he went there, and I did the four-year-old class with him there, in fact, just for fun, you know, to kind of get him in the ring. And we thought if he qualifies for the finals, that would be really fun to do with him, which he did qualify there, and he ran the novice as well. And then off we went to Galway, which he was super at.
So what point did you decide then to enter him in the four-year-old championship?
After he won the qualifier and received a high enough score at Fresno.
Right, so obviously he's got a good start to his career, but let's talk about his breeding. He's off the track, so what can you tell us about his breeding so other people can look out now for? Obviously, you've got a winner on your hands there.
I hope so. He actually, I do have his jockey club papers, and I've looked it all up online, and he has Mr. Prospector, Raise a Native, is, you know, farther back in his lines, and he raced 6 times and was kind of a dud, and so at that point they pulled him off the track, and that's where Shirley got him.
So obviously that's not too shabby a pedigree he's got in there, Raise a Native. I mean, that's pretty impressive. So he's got the credentials then now for speed, but you say he wasn't fast enough. Well, how do you think this is going to translate to eventing then, Amber?
You know, he's got a great jump, and I think for eventing, he has plenty of gallop.
Right, so you've got the bravery. You said you've got a nice uphill balanced horse as well. Is someone helping you with the flat work?
Yes, Andrea Pfeiffer, who I work for, she helps me with all of my horses and has quite a dressage background herself. So we're very, very excited about him.
Well, obviously, this is wonderful credential to have in his back pocket as he starts his career in the sport. What do you have planned for him now? I know you're coming to the end of the season over there, but do you have in mind what you might do with him over the winter and how you will bring him out in the spring?
We're actually going to give him a month off. I'm going to stick him out in one of our paddocks this morning. And then hopefully the weather stays decent here. And we'll bring him back this winter. After he's had a little downtime, and hope to do the five-year-olds with him next year is the big plan.
Right. So what did he think to the occasion then? Because, as you say, he hasn't been out very much, not in this arena, so to speak. So what did he make of it all at Galway Downs?
He was great. You know, he does have a great mind about him. And, you know, with the atmosphere and everything, it just makes him try a little bit harder. He's one that just, you know, has it in him, and he goes in the show ring and he just seems to know. And he jumps that much bigger and he tries that much harder.
Well, you started off very impressively with the confirmation and type score there, scored the highest there, 8.18, I believe it was. That obviously was a great start. And then the rest of the competition, he must have obviously just done everything right for you at the time. So the temperament is right, as you said. He's got what it takes to gallop and perform in the sport. Now, do you see him as a horse that could go all the way to four star?
That's our hope. That was the intention in buying him, and that's our hope, that he kind of lives up to all these expectations.
And so you have a partner for a long time then. If he's only four now, that's a great partnership.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You must be very excited. So you wouldn't be tempted then to cash him in now he's made such a good start to his career?
No, I think we're going to hold on to him for a little bit.
All right, just thought I'd check with you there, because obviously this is very prestigious to win the USEA Young Event Horse 4-year-old championship on the East Coast there. Lots of celebrations for you?
Yes, we are very, very excited.
Terrific. Well, obviously very excited about his future, I would imagine. We're going to see a lot more of Otter Pop as he continues his career there. When you presumably will be mainly on the West Coast then, will it, Amber?
Yes. Well, I have two others that will hopefully run a 2-star next year, and we're talking about, if that happens, maybe coming out to Fairhill and if Otter's ready to do the 5-year-olds out there.
Oh, okay. All right. So we could see him over here then as well.
Yeah, it's possible.
Terrific. All right. Well, again, congratulations. That's a wonderful start to his young career.
Thank you so much.
Our next guest is Tamara Smith, who rode Judith McSwain's Fleeceworks Royal to win the Young Event Horse 5-year-old championship. Tamara, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You have not only the runner-up from the 4-year-olds last year, but you go on to now win the 5-year-olds with this mare. What a terrific result for you.
Yeah, it's been really fun. She's been a very nice horse to produce, and we're having a great time with her.
Well, it was all about grey horses over there in the young horse, and the fillies, of course, in the future event horse. But let's talk about this horse, because you've been partnered with her for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, we bought her, she technically was 4, but she was still hadn't turned 4, and we bought her from a breeder up in Central California, Charlotte Rather, and Wendy Wergelies, who is an official and been around eventing since I can remember. She actually, her and I spoke about the mare, and she kind of put us together. And Judith McSwain, who's been a longtime supporter of me on other horses, stepped up and purchased her. She loves mares, and she loves gray mares. So she happened to be kind of the right piece all the way around. And so I'm really excited about her future.
And she's a Holsteiner mare with a pretty impressive breeding, isn't she? She's by Riverman. And she's a full sister to Our Star, of course, the four-star horse.
That's correct.
Yeah, so she's got some great credentials to start off with. And what a career that she's had so far, because I think in the last 12 months, apart from the little hiccup at the AECs, you've been in the top two, haven't you, with this mare?
Yes.
She's very consistent. Yes. What do you put that down to, Tamara?
She actually can't. She's got a bit of an attitude, which is when I first got her, I knew that there possibly could be a little bit of that because I watched Rosie, Christine Enix, Mare, Our Star kind of grow up and go through the levels. And so I had kind of a predisposed opinion of what Rory would be like. And the second that I saw that she was a little bit tricky, I sent her to a guy that I work with by the name of Alan Clark, and he's an Australian horse savant, if you will. Just really an impressive trainer with the tougher horses. And I sent her to him, and she was quite difficult with him. But I think because we nipped it right away, she's been literally foot perfect ever since.
Are you saying you had a mare with an attitude?
Yes, I know. Amazing, huh?
And a gray mare is that. How big is she?
She's about 16-1. Not very big. Maybe not even 16-1 yet. She's kind of on the smaller side, which is kind of surprising because her, you know, Rosie is taller and more filled out. And maybe Rory will end up being a bigger type later, but I actually like that she's smaller. I like that she's little and smaller in size.
Well, apart from her temperament, obviously she's quite the performer as well. She's got the moves for the dressage. She can obviously gallop and jump. Talk a little bit about how this competition all came about, because obviously, as I said, you had that hiccup at the AECs at the Texas Rose Horse Park a few weeks ago. So what had you been doing since then to get her back on track for this?
Well, she actually cut her stifle quite significantly when she landed on the water, and it was just a baby mistake. David O'Connor actually was right at the water, and he kind of chuckled and said, "Don't be mad at her. She just made a mistake, and it's, you know, the way the shadows were at the water, and she almost over jumped and tried to jump the shadow into it was a log drop into water all by itself. There was no related distance to it, and she kicked up really high behind. We got the photo sequence, which is really interesting to see. And she just kind of fell on her knee, and then her hind legs just crumpled, and her front right shoe went into her stifle and cut it. Luckily not into the muscle or anything like that. But she was very, very sore. We had to, trailer her off the cross country course. And I actually didn't even think that she would be competing in the 5-year-olds. We were slated to take her and do the training level 3-day at Galway and then do the 5-year-old championships as well. And so, you know, Judy and I kind of looked at each other and went, well, so much for this year, you know. And but the veterinarian, and I can't remember his name, he was really incredible and helped. And everybody kind of, you know, Holly Bennett and Robin Fisher were there, and they helped us, you know, kind of get her cleaned up because I had other horses to ride. And he stitched it up and said, you know, hopefully it doesn't get infected. And it basically healed the best it could have possibly healed in the short amount of time that it did. And she still had a superficial cut during the competition of the 5-year-olds, but she, you know, came up very sound after 10 days after the AECs. And I basically had a couple weeks to prepare her, and I took her cross-country schooling the Tuesday before Galway at Copper Meadows, and she was much more willing to listen to me because that's been a bit of her problem. She's a bit of a know-it-all over the fences. And so
She's a typical mare, isn't she?
She absolutely is. Absolutely. And she is so brave. You know, she is probably the bravest horse I've ridden. She's very athletic. So typically when you have a horse that's brave, you can kind of let them make a mistake, but she doesn't make mistakes. I go to soften to her and she just makes her feet quicker. And so it's definitely going to be a tricky process bringing up the levels, you know, to keep making her understand that the jumps are something to respect, but she does want to be careful and she is very quick on her feet. And so those are two things that that are great. And I just feel like, you know, there's not a fence you could build that she would ever care about. She just is extremely brave, and I'm really fortunate to be riding her.
And she notched up another win then, and didn't she, at Copper Meadows in that training? But you qualified for the Galway Downs 5-year-old championships at Twin Rivers. So you had that in the bag and you knew you could always take her there if you wanted to. But now getting a bit closer to the event, how was she going?
Really well. I think the mistake at the AECs actually served us well, because she was much more respectful of, you know, what I had to say. And prior to that, she really wasn't. And I earlier in the year, she got her foot stuck in a feeder and had, you know, some time off. And so when I brought her back to Copper Meadows before we went to the AECs, I thought, oh, well, she hasn't done anything cross-country wise, so she'll actually, you know, be a bit backed off and pay attention. And she wasn't. So when I went out the AECs, I'd been riding two horses, so I'd already ridden my first one. And there had been significant trouble on the course, as should be at a championship. And so I wasn't quite sure how she was going to handle it. And there's, like I said, there's not a fence that you can build that she is worried about. And so, you know, I've even thought at times of putting an amateur on her just to get her, because I think sometimes when you have professionals on young horses and they don't get very many mistakes, you know, we kind of protect them and we hinder their ability sometimes because we ride them, you know, too well and we protect them too much. And so, so I've really tried to make a conscious effort on my young horses to not help them so much. And at the AEC, I guess maybe I should have helped her a little bit going into that water.
Well, she obviously dealt well with it. It was very tight at the top there. There wasn't much in those scores, was there? You obviously felt confident, though, that she was going to give you the best performance you could and win that championship. That's a pretty prestigious title to have it under her belt, isn't it?
Well, it is. And what's so amazing about the program is it's really evolving into an amazing program, having William Micklem be able to come and judge, and B. DeGrazia, and I can't remember the lady that judged the confirmation, but we really had first-class judges, I think the best judges we've had to date, and it was really an honor to be in that class, and then to be able to be in the running for the Tim Holcamp, you know, grant for Le Lyon in France. I mean, the program is just really evolving into something very special, and I think the USEA and everybody who stepped up to support it is, you know, should be really given a lot of kudos for that, because we went from a non-existent young horse program to a very good program, and something that's got a lot of recognition and respect throughout the year. So it's a very good thing to be a part of, and just icing on the cake to be able to win the West Coast 5-year-olds, because, you know, that of course that's our goal, is to win. So I was pleasantly surprised. Wasn't expecting it because of the lack of preparation, but she really stepped up to the plate. I'm really proud of her.
Well, what a terrific record. Runner-up last year in the four-year-olds and now winning the five-year-olds. So what next for this mare? Presumably a bit of a holiday just now for her, do you think?
Yeah, our horses that have competed all season will all go out in the field for a few months and just have time off. And I plan to do some jumper shows with her in the winter over January, February-ish. And then the plan is to move her up to culinary and just feel her out and feel how she's going. Her dressage, she's very broke on the flat, so I can already do, you know, the one-star test comfortably. She's very rideable and very compliant on the flat work, which has been a joy. And I did the five-year-olds in some jumper classes last year and over at Thermal, which she did very well at. And I want to really work on the rideability of her. So I'm going to take her and another mare that I have and do some of the A circuit jumper shows over the winter and then look at moving her up to preliminary and spending the year next year at the preliminary one-star level. Hopefully we have a better luck, you know, with, you know, she's a little bit of a troublemaker because she gets bored and hence her, you know, she stepped in her feeder and, you know, just gets herself into trouble every now and again. So hopefully those things don't happen next year.
She should have her own blog, you know, with the character that she is. She's compliant on the flat, but she seems to have an attitude about everything else.
Yeah, it is. It's so funny. I mean, it's great because I know I can rely on her in the dressage ring every time. I mean, she never gets tense. She knows her job. She's very rideable. She's very through in the contact. And then the second we go to jumping, she's raring to go, which I think will serve her well, you know, in the upper levels. But now it's a bit of a challenge.
Absolutely. Sounds like it, but a fun challenge. Tony, you're based in Temecula, right there, just down the road from Galway Downs event. So will you be campaigning her exclusively on the West Coast next year, Tamara?
Yeah, we will. I mean, the owner, Judith McSwain, and I have talked about possibly taking her, depending on how the season goes and how her education is. I'm looking at possibly taking two seven-year-olds to the championships in France next year, which if that does happen, you know, knock on wood, I possibly will be taking her with me to do the six-year-olds. Judy has been such a huge supporter in wanting to produce the young horses at the best, you know, possible chance. And, you know, we both kind of feel like going over there earlier before they're already three-star horses might serve both of us well to compete and see kind of how we stack up and what homework we need to do. So should next season go very well, the possible goal would be maybe to do the six-year-olds in France with her. And but, you know, there's so many months ahead. You never know. I mean, we try to look at the future to what we think we want to do. And I just try to train every day and whatever happens, happens.
Well, clearly she's a horse with a lot of potential. What's her barn name, by the way, Tamara?
Rory.
All right. Does that change a little bit with her attitude?
On the ground, she doesn't have an attitude at all. You would think she was a gelding. You would think she was a 15-year-old gelding, because on the ground, she is a complete pleasure and very easy. And but the second you go to get on her and to the jumps, she is a spicy little thing. So I don't have any other. We call her Rorosaurus. that's kind of her little nickname. But nothing
want to repeat on the radio.
I have never had to call her a name that I couldn't repeat.
Okay, good. That's good. Well, obviously, she's got a very exciting future, and what a wonderful track record so far with her. Very exciting for Judy as well. Judith McSwain, the owner, as you say, loyal owner to you anyway. So congratulations to her, and again, for winning those championships, and the best of luck in the future with this mare, Tamara.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
And finally, Barbara Crabo joins us, having won the CCI three-star competition with Ever Ready the Second in a tightly fought competition which came down to just one rail to decide the winner. And Barbara joins us now, having arrived home safely in Scottsdale, Arizona. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What a fantastic weekend for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a wonderful weekend.
And obviously, you know, a career highlight for you too, because this is a horse you bred, didn't you?
He is, yes. He was actually our firstborn. We bred quite a bit, and he was our first one. So
obviously has a very special place in your heart.
Yes, he does.
Now he's, what, 15, isn't he now? So mm-hmm. He's getting to the autumn of his career, as you might say.
Yeah, which is very unfortunate, but I guess it's bound to happen, right?
But what a way to celebrate his senior years in competition, to win a three-star. Let's talk about that weekend, Barbara. But before we do, tell us about the lead-up to the competition, you know, what you had been doing with him to prepare for Galway.
Well, you know, he's had a couple of injuries. And so after his last one, when we went to Rolex in 2012, he didn't get to finish that because he had done a slight re-injury, and I decided that he probably would not hold up to that again, so I decided to stop doing CCIs with him and just stick with horse trials and CICs, because those shorter courses he could handle no problem. And, you know, this whole season he's just been feeling so incredibly good, and the area of his injury was looking better than it has since when he injured it, before he injured it. And he just kept looking great. And we had kind of been, you know, my husband Martin and I had sort of been joking around about maybe he can go back to the CCI. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to break him. And he just kept, like I said, he kept looking better and better. And at Rebecca Farm, he was so incredibly fit and felt so good, and his legs looked so good the next day, and he was super sound, that it actually started kind of whittling its way into my brain for real, but I just kind of refused to talk about it. And then we went to the ABCs in September, and the same thing. I mean, he came through the finish flag feeling like he could turn around and start over. He was just so strong, and strong in a good way, you know, fit. And just, he came out the next morning super sound and feeling great. And, you know, 2 days after the show, he was ready to go again. And so that's when we said, you know what, hey, let's go for it. Let's do it. And so I actually just decided to take him here in the end of September. He was already has quite a good base level of fitness. And the majority of my fitness training that I do with him is swimming. And to keep the pressure off his legs, I know he needs to gallop, but I do it as little as possible. And I know a lot of people would probably really balk at this, but I've actually only galloped him once since the ABCs. And other than that, he's been swimming twice a week. And it seems to be doing the trick for him. He's so, so fit, but his legs feel great. And so we didn't have a whole lot of time to stress about it, which actually was kind of nice. You know, I wasn't thinking for the last 4 months of getting ready for this. It's just in the last 6 weeks or so.
Now, what about his dressage then, Barbara? Do you have help with his dressage?
Minimal. Right. Occasionally, I take a lesson with him, but I don't have there's not a lot of help that I really want. There's not a deep pool of help in Arizona, I should say, in Scottsdale. There's definitely some dressage riders out here. A lot of them aren't really familiar with the eventing world, and so having a hot, skinny little horse trying to do upper level dressage, that, you know, they sort of take him for what he is instead of necessarily trying to get everything they can out of him.
And also sometimes when you push the line with him, he can get pretty reactive, which they don't necessarily know what to do with. And so I've definitely found it's hard to get the help that I really want out here. And so I end up not getting any. But I did actually have a woman who's from Germany, but she's working in New Mexico right now. And her name is Katrin Hein, and she came out just last week. And we decided to give her a try. My father-in-law, Bo, he knows her quite well, and he thought that she could maybe help us get a little more out of the horses. And she came out, and I took a couple lessons from her, and she really pushed Reddy and I kind of beyond what we've been doing, just in getting that little extra energy and pizzazz out of him. And I was able to take that over to the show last weekend. And I think it really helped me push him to the edge a little bit more, where I was riding that fine line of obedience and energy versus too much energy turning into disobedience, which he can go to very quickly. And so the couple lessons that I took with her seemed to help me. And so I'd like to start working with her more regularly, but obviously we're in completely different states, so it's going to take some planning.
All right. Well, obviously, you arrived at Galway Downs ready for this competition, producing a test, what, a 49.6, I think, in the end, put you in fifth place. So how were you feeling that at the end of dressage then, and having had a look at Ian Stark's cross-country course, were you feeling that you had done everything you possibly could and you were ready to crack this and finish maybe in the top three?
That's what I was hoping. I was elated after my dressage. I've been trying for the last 2 years to break into the 40s at the FEI, and I've gotten close, and we've had very obedient tests, but we've not been able to break into the 40s. And I won't say that with a 49.6 that we busted our way in there, but we definitely edged our nose in. And it was really exciting to see a 4 in the beginning of that score. And I can't even tell you. It was like, it pretty much made my season. However anything else went, I'm like, I broke into the 40s.
Well, very and, satisfying.
And it was. And then I, you know, walked the course, and, you know, Reddy's become, he's become so reliable and so experienced now that I felt pretty confident that he was going to... I mean, I definitely was worried about a couple of questions, but really it was only a couple of questions. The rest of it I felt really confident about. And so I just wanted to go out there and do the best I could and hope that, you know, like you always do when you leave the start box at any level, but especially this level, that you come back with a sound horse. But I was feeling pretty good that, you know, fifth place after dressage was a nice place to be sitting. Especially looking at who I was competing against. I was pretty stoked about that.
So coming through the finish then, how were you feeling about his performance, what you'd just done?
I was ecstatic with it. He came through like he had plenty of more to give. I mean, he easily could have gone another couple minutes, I felt like, without even getting tired. He was not tired at all. And he was jumping phenomenally right to the very end. And he was a rock star. I mean, the most of the course, we were absolutely on the same page, and then there were a couple spots where we weren't quite together, and he just said, well, just grab me, and I've got this. And I said, all right, you go ahead and do it. And he did it, and he was just fantastic.
So, yeah, obviously, clear jumping, just a little bit of time, and nobody actually got the time over that course on Saturday. So that bumped you up into second place. How were you feeling on Sunday morning coming out? Obviously, flew through the jog, but there must have been some nervousness now, knowing you were so close to the top and there was only a rail in it.
I was very nervous. The pressure gets to me for sure. I can get... My head can get in the way a little bit. When there's pressure, I can get really, really nervous. And most of the time, I seem like I can go out there and get rid of it once I start cantering around the arena. But beforehand, I was extremely nervous. He already felt fantastic. He was jumping great. He definitely felt a little tired, but he was jumping great. And he's a very good show jumper. Especially, he seems to be even better when the pressure is when it's really an important show. He really puts it on for everything, and
you know, it definitely was helpful to have everybody in front of me take at least one round, because that just, that, you know, they give me a little bit of breathing room. And typically if Reddy's going to take a rail, it's one rail. I don't even remember the last time he's taken more than that. But he went out there and he did his stuff. And once he started jumping, I felt pretty confident that he was going to jump around clean, because he's so careful. He's such a good boy.
Well, the only horse to do so, and how satisfying was that alone? I mean, it was just a very special competition for you all round, as you say, coming into the latter part of his career as well, winning the CCI three-star, your closest three-star, obviously, over there on the West Coast. There's a lot of things to celebrate about this competition, isn't there, Barb?
Yeah, there really was. And, you know, the being the only clean round kind of made it feel a little more special. Also, being the fastest on cross country, especially for me, that's something I battle with. And I'm not typically one of the fastest ones out there. I struggle a little bit to really go. And you know, coming up to a couple of those fences, I was wanting to half halt a little too soon. And I remember coming, you know, galloping on down. No, wait for this. Don't do it. Okay, now say whoa. And ready to be like, what? We were galloping. We were having fun. But it paid off, and he came back to me, and I think it saved us a few seconds here and there. And well, and that's just something that I've been really working on and practicing, and it paid off this weekend.
It all came together. And your husband,
yeah, it really did.
Your husband Martin was there to support you, as well as your daughter Jordan, who was also competing. So great family celebration at the end of the day, I'd imagine.
It was pretty fun. It was a good ride home. The drive home was fun because, you know, my daughter's on a new pony, and this is their third event together, and they're still learning each other. But her last pony was quite old and taught her a ton, but she had to work for every bit of it. You know, getting her to gallop was, it took everything that Jordan had to just keep kicking her around and keeping her moving. And usually they'd have time penalties, and it was just, and this little pony, he's just such a goer. He just wants to fly, and she thinks that's more fun than ever. So everything, I'm like, can you slow him down a little? But she's like, that's so much fun though. I'm like, yeah, but just a little. And it's really fun to see her blossoming with him and just gaining so much confidence. And then Martin just loves watching all of it. He just thinks it's so much fun. And He's also a veterinarian, so he's all these horses' vets, so it's very rewarding for him to see these guys, you know, stay sound and feel good at the end of the day.
Now, did you breed Jordan's horse, Wild Witch Eclipse?
No, we just bought him 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Right. Okay, so a new partnership there, and a very seasoned partnership with Reddy, as you call him, Ever Reddy. Now,
yeah.
Obviously, it didn't do any harm to be carrying home that nice check for $7,000 either.
Yeah. No, that's helpful. It paid for a semi-load of hay.
Well, that sounds
every
that sounds
check
typical.
You get has a label on it, right?
That's right, exactly right. That sounds very typical. So now what? He's 15, and you've won a CCI three-star with him. What do you expect of him now, Bob?
Well, he's on vacation, so... you know, he'll have 6 weeks or so of just total R&R. And then I'm not sure, you know, we'll play it by ear. We'll start out next season and see how he feels. And if he's feeling good, maybe we'll head to Kentucky. And if he's not feeling fantastic, we won't. You know, he owes me nothing, but he loves this. And I'd love to have another shot at Kentucky with him. You know, we've tried it twice and have not gotten to finish. And so maybe that would be our golden time, you know, when he's 16. But you know, he's going to let me know. I'm not making any plans for it right now.
Well, again, congratulations, Barbara, on winning the Galway Downs CCI three-star.
Thank you very much.
You'll find a report and photos, plus the full results from Galway Downs, on our website at useventing.com. This podcast is available for download from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast apps. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.